Welcome, enchanting viewers, to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. This week's edition is the first in a two-part series featuring Danyon Brinkley from the United States, who will share with us details of his multiple near-death experiences, or NDEs. His first NDE was in 1975. Mr. Brinkley, then 25, was talking on the telephone during a thunderstorm and received what he refers to as a phone call from God. It happened when a bolt of lightning hit the phone line and sent approximately 180,000 volts of electricity into his head.
I got struck by lightning talking on the telephone. Lightning came down the phone line and hit me in the side of the head. It went down my spine, welded the nails of the heels of my shoes to the floor. It throws me in the air and suspends me in the air, slams me back down on the bed. Dead for 28 minutes. Completely paralyzed for 6 days, partially paralyzed for 7 months, 2 years to learn to walk and feed myself.
The life-changing event led Danyon Brinkley to write a book called Saved by the Light, which was published in 1994 and became a New York Times bestseller. His story was made into a highly rated television movie as well. Mr. Brinkley has since released several more books about his near-death experiences. A former Marine who truly loves his country, he is also the co-founder of the Twilight Brigade, a nonprofit organization that provides end-of-life care to American veterans. In 2007, he received the President's Lifetime Achievement Award for Outstanding Volunteer Service in Hospitals That Treat Veterans. Let's now hear more about Mr. Brinkley's first near-death experience.
When that lightning hit me and I slammed on the bed, I lifted out of my body. And I was in a place of observation. I was completely calm and I was safe. I was no longer a part of myself, and I'm floating above this room and I see myself lying across the bed. You don't really ever know that you're dead when you're dead, because you're alive. There is nothing in your world that is real. Now, that's what spirituality represents. Science has proven that this world is not real. You know this place better than any other place that you've ever been. You are comfortable there. And you are thankful, and you are watching your life like a movie. And then at a certain point, they were loading me in the ambulance. No one could resuscitate me. And the paramedic said, "He's gone, he's gone." I'm in the ambulance behind the paramedic, looking over his shoulder, watching him work on me, observing how diligent and how thorough this guy was in whatever he was doing. I didn't know he was trying to save my life. I hear a series of chimes, and I go down this tunnel. And I come into this place of bright, brilliant, beautiful light. And what was amazing about it was this. When that ball of fire came through the room, when that lightning struck that phone, it burnt my eyes. I wore welder's glasses for months because I couldn't take bright lights. Mm-hmm. And when I came into this place of light, it did not burn my eyes. And that was the first thing I thought. Well, why is this not hurting me? Why is this calm? Why is this peaceful?
A commonly reported event that occurs during near-death experiences is watching a review of one's life. Mr. Brinkley explains further.
The panoramic life review is the single most important part of the near-death experience. The single most important thing is this. There will be a stage where you will see your entire life pass before you in a 360-degree panorama. You know how many hairs was in the nose of the doctor who took you from your mother. You know the names of everybody who was in that room. You know details about them. You're open up to this vastness of your ability as a spiritual being to consume information and data. And it's vast. And the first thing you do is appreciate what you were willing to give up and confine yourself to be, because you were chosen to come by the divine, and you also chose to come. If you were chosen to come by the divine, what does that mean? That means that the divine, the intricate nature of the beauty of the paternal mother to create. You were specifically born at a certain nanosecond to bring your energy, nature, and spiritual identity onto the earth. And to be you, a great, powerful, and mighty spiritual being with dignity, direction, and purpose, to seek to be a co-creator. When you see yourself open in that magnificence, and you watch the possibilities of that you can see your whole life, you reconnect to your own divine self. It will happen automatically. And you will see your entire life pass before you. You will watch it from a second person point of view, as if you were your best friend, looking at the choices that you made. That's a tough place, because I had a lot of stuff I had to face. I had sometimes done some mental damage, a lot of verbal abuse, bullying, you know, a lot of stuff where I hurt feelings. Mm-hmm. When I did it, I thought I was being cool. Yeah. Okay? And my intention was to show off and to see how important I was, or my ego wanted other people to think I was big and tough. And I was seeing the reasons why, and if the reason was not of integrity or love or compassion, I had to feel the pain. Mm-hmm. If it was love, integrity, and passion, I got to feel the joy.
The Bible states you reap what you sow. In Buddhism, Hinduism, and other spiritual traditions, this is called the law of karma. Mr. Brinkley came to truly understand this universal law when he was in the higher realms.
When you make choices, you become responsible for your actions based on the reason that you were sent and the reason which you came. You're chosen because the divine believes there is no one greater than you at the particular moment that you came on the earth to fulfill divine prophecy, to fulfill a divine mission as this universe unfolds. When you literally become every person that you've ever encountered, and you feel the direct results of your interaction between you and that person, that is the single most life-changing point in who you are as a spiritual being on this earth today. You're going to judge yourself. Who knows more about you than you? No one. Who knows more about the reasons why you did what you did than you? So you judge you. And how would you judge yourself? You're going to see it all again. You're going to see it all in 360 degrees. You're going to watch it from a second person point of view. You're going to feel and be everybody you ever interacted with, and then you're going to measure it. It changed my life. It shifted me. It made me more responsible. It saw that I was a person that was connected to the divine and there was no separation. We come from different places and levels of spiritual consciousness. But you go back to the one that you came from.
Many NDE accounts describe visiting places of glorious light, deep peace, and immense beauty filled with many wondrous beings. To this day, Mr. Brinkley remembers the many magnificent things that he witnessed during his near-death experiences.
Something was coming toward me. And it's a being. It's this beautiful, radiant being. It's calm and loving and supportive, like it's my best friend. And I'm studying it because a lot of people who've had near-death experiences, it's Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, Allah, Krishna. Everybody has a name for this being. I didn't have a name for this being. I was just an observer of it. Wherever it was comfortable to me. And whatever it was going to happen, I was ready to embrace it. So will everybody. This life has a value of how to become a co-creator. How to become one with something you are never separated from. Consciously, what appears to be a separate being, you can reunite. I saw this altar, and it's all made of what looks like glass or crystal. It's perfect stones, it's very symmetry, it looks like an old cathedral in old Europe, but it's glass and it radiates and emanates. And then came these 12 beings. These were beings that were radiant. They weren't like the being that met me. These beings had complete shape and form, and they radiated colors.
Many spiritual traditions teach that when we come to this world, we forget what we resolved to accomplish here while we were in heaven. Many of those who have had NDEs say they now understand why we deviate from the path we chart for ourselves prior to coming to this plane.
What I gathered from that was this, that the spiritual dimension understands the probable possibilities of what will happen in our lives based on why they sent us and why we chose to come. Because we get off in tangents and opinions and we forget that we have a deep divine spiritual identity. And we have a certain spiritual mission.
Danny and Brinkley, we thank you for sharing with us one of your extraordinary near-death experiences, as well as reminding us that Earth is but a temporary abode during our spiritual journey. For more details on Danny and Brinkley, please visit the following website, www.danian.com. Books, including Saved by the Light, as well as DVDs and CDs by Mr. Brinkley, are available at the same website. Admired viewers, please join us next Monday on Science and Spirituality for the conclusion of our interview with Danny and Brinkley. Thank you for your presence today on our program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May we all take time to give thanks to the divine for all the blessings in our lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.